Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Share My World. This is your host, Lakeisha Riddick. It feels good to be back. I don't know if you're newly listening to the show, welcome. And to my current Share My World show listeners, thank you for your support. And just looking forward to getting back to business. Tonight's show is The Show Must Go On, Reviving Your Dreams. And it's time. So I just wanted to go over a couple of things for my new listeners, just to remind my older listeners why I even decided to do the show. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. And one of the things Christians, we believe that our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, you know, we overcome. So we have to open our mouths and tell, you know, what God is doing for us. We're not perfect, but this is just one way for me to do it. Another thing why I do the show is to encourage myself and others. You know, for me, I find by talking about my issues, my struggles, that's something else I was going to share. You know, I fought my way to do the show tonight. Some of you saw in my promotion of the show how I even woke up this morning. I wasn't even going to, you know, do it. I kind of chickened out. And then later on during the day, how about my laptop screen went black, had to reboot and hope that it came back on. And then I started getting itchy throat and started coughing. So please bear with me. Like I said, I fought to be here and to share whatever God wants to share through me to you guys. So just bear with me as I have to clear my throat a little bit. Okay. The other reason why I do this show is, as Christians, we're supposed to share the good news, share the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. And this show helps me to increase my influence to do it because, yeah, I'm right here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. My reach goes farther than I'll be able to go using the internet. You know, the last time when I was doing the show, I even had people in the UK to tune in. So that was, you know, surprising to me. But again, a testimony of how, you know, I'm sharing the gospel to the, all creation. Again, please forgive me as I may have to clear my throat through this episode. Another reason why I do the show is, and this is something that's kind of new for this season, is to create a permanent record of my story. Do journal, so I'm able to go back and kind of look at that, you know, when I do journal or whatever. But, you know, what I found is that I can go back to these archived episodes and listen and actually hear myself, you know, talk about these various topics, and it's me, and it's the same person. So this is a way of me being able to engage my memory and say, you know what, you're the same person that did this or said this before, so, you know, you have the capabilities to be able to do it. So don't, you know, shy away from thinking that, you know, this is impossible. It is possible. You did it before, and it's the same God that helped you do it before, so you can do it again. And it's a way for you to look at yourself, because, like, whatever, you know, I say or share that has had some kind of impact on your life, you can go back to the archives yourself and see, well, maybe I might need a refresher, that kind of thing. So let's pray before we get to the rest of the show. Lord, thank you for helping me to fight my way through the show tonight. Lord, whatever you have for me and whatever you have for these listeners, I thank you that I'm an open vessel to be able to pour out to your people about them being able to revive their dreams as you helped me to revive mine. So thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the show must go on, reviving your dreams. Well, I'll just say this. I'm going to give you a little history of the show in terms of timeline. I started the show in 2009, and it was a dream God gave me to do it for the reasons that I shared before. And, I mean, I was quick to do it. As soon as he gave me the idea, you know, I talked to my husband because my husband is into network marketing, internet marketing, so he knew the tools to be able to kind of, you know, get it going, and bam, I was on the air. I was actually, you know, doing the show from 2009, 2010, okay? Then I started working outside the home in February 2010, okay? And that episode in February 2010 was called Believing to See, Walking by Faith, Not by Sight. You can go back and check the archives on blogtalkradio.com/share-my-world, and you can see the other shows. And actually, that was my second highest show, listeners to date. And then there were no more shows until April 29, 2012, Farther Than I Meant to Go, Longer Than I Meant to Stay. And then I was doing shows monthly until the last episode before this one, which was on September 30th, 2012. That was reflecting on my 40th. And that was it. So I'm thinking to myself, like, what happened? You know, I went strong, you know, from 2009, 2010. And here I get a job outside the home, and then I kind of, you know, stop. And, you know, so I have to associate my stopping with, you know, that incident. Well, that, you know, moment of me working outside the home, and that went along with that. And it's kind of, you know, interesting when you think about it, you know, when God gives you an opportunity and blesses you, you know, sometimes we forget that God was the one that did it. So in hindsight, I can look back and say that. So, you know, the months passed by, life happened, you know, other dreams that I had, you know, started to fade. And, you know, I just became comfortable in the dry season. And I know you must be thinking, like, well, how could you, you know, be doing all this, have other dreams going on, working outside the home, things happening, and then, you know, you just become comfortable with doing nothing, you know, as far as your dreams are concerned. But when you think about a dry season, I think about like a desert, okay? In a desert, what's going on in the desert? It is like extremely hot, stifling, right, stifling heat. Nothing is growing for the most part. And if something is growing, it's struggling to grow. It's like in survival mode, right? Okay. No fruit, really. You're disconnected. Nobody's trying to congregate in the desert, right? Okay. You're disconnected from the source. You know, like when you see movies, you know, some of these dogs falling around or whatever. But you also know that, you know, you're digging, people are digging, trying to find oasis, trying to find water, trying to connect to a source. So if you don't do anything, you're going to be disconnected. Okay. And basically, it could become a Groundhog Day situation, the movie, where every day is the same thing over and over again. You become complacent in routine, you do nothing. It's a slow death, because if you're not living, you're dying, right? You think of drought, you think of famine, you know, when you think of dry season. And when I'm, you know, when I was preparing for the show and I thought about it and all those things came to mind, I'm like, you know, really, for the past almost 3 years, really, I would say almost 4 years, almost 5 years, it's been a dry season. I don't see the fruit that I should have produced in that same time period. So what happened? What caused me to say, okay, show must go on, reviving your dreams, let's get back to business. I'd love to say it was like some kind of Saul, you know, knocked me off the horse, you know, road to Damascus kind of experience, but it really wasn't. It was more of a gentle nudge from God. And, you know, I want you to think about it in that regard because, you know, God is always there for you. You know, even when you are unfaithful, even in your imperfections, you know, scriptures say that, right, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So don't wait until, you know, you think you have to be perfect, or, you know, before God's going to move on your behalf, because that's not true. And I'm telling you from my own experience, I was far from connected and doing what I was supposed to be doing for me even to know that this was God. But happened to be talking to a girlfriend of mine, and, you know, we were talking, she's a mom too, and we were just talking about me time and, you know, fighting to get that time and everything. And she told me one of the things that she does, you know, monthly, and she does, wow, that's, like, amazing, you know? And she said, like, that's, like, one thing that she tries to do for herself, like, every month. Sometimes she may involve the family, but, you know, that's her thing. And so it sparked me to think about what am I doing for myself? Yes, I have been doing my me time, and I'm grateful to my husband to, you know, help me, you know, get out the house. And since I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, you can kind of get into that routine of just staying home and not doing anything. But I was able to think on what she had said and said, well, let me find some things for me. You know, a lot of times we get so, for moms, so focused on the roles of wife and mother that we forget that, you know, we were individuals before we got married. You know, God created us as His daughter, you know, first, with dreams and goals. So we got to get back to that. So, you know, I started thinking about stuff that I like to do. I love, love, love to read, and I like to do needlework projects. So, you know, I started getting some books, you know, and saying that I'm going to commit to reading, you know, at least one book, and I read more than one, but at least start with that kind of goal. And then I was going to do, like, a cross stitch or some embroidery project. And happy to say I started doing those things. So that kind of made me feel better about myself. And as I'm sharing with you now, I believe that that was an opportunity that God opened my mind to start dreaming again, you know, to start thinking about the other things that I had let stay dormant. And so I started thinking about the show. Now, I wasn't ready to come back after I thought about the show because I was embarrassed. I mean, you know, I know everybody says, you know, that we're our worst critic, own worst critic. Well, you know, you can definitely put me in that category. I was embarrassed. I felt like a failure because, you know, I looked at some of the other shows that I had done, and, you know, I'm like, wow, here I am sharing this, and here I am back at the same, you know, place, or, you know, nothing has come to fruition the way that I said it was going to come. And I don't want to be one of those people that's always talking about doing something and it never comes to pass, you know. But here I am, one of those people talking about something, and it's not coming to pass. So I had to eat it. I had to swallow it and be like, okay, well, you know, God, you did give me the dream, and let me, you know, think about it. Isn't that weird? I didn't embrace this all the way. I didn't just say, okay, I'm going to do the show, and great. I said, well, let me think about it. So I started thinking about it and still didn't commit. And I tell you, God loved us because He sent a cousin of mine who I didn't, you know, I only talk to her pretty much through email now. And she emailed me asking me about the show. I didn't even know that she had listened to the show. I said, okay, God, you got me. You know, sometimes we need that confirmation. And God knows us. He knows exactly who you are. He knows how to speak to you. He knows what to say, what not to say, and how to reach you directly. Now, this, I'm sharing my story about how He ministered to me as a way of letting you know that, okay, He does love you, and He is going to reach you, but you have to be open and willing to acknowledge it. So when I got that email from her, I just, you know, like, kind of hung my head and laughed and said, okay, God, I got you. So I started getting a little more serious, started thinking more about it, and promise you, the night before, which was yesterday, February 2nd, man, I created a Facebook page for the show. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, I want you to see when I joined Facebook, when I started that page. You see, I did that in 2013. I created the page in 2013, but I didn't finish it until yesterday. How about that? Okay? Then I said I created the episode to broadcast for today's show. But guess what? I still didn't promote it because you know, started, you know, disease coming. If you listen to my shows before, you know what disease are, right? All of the D's are the things that deter you, you know, discouragement, doubt. Well, I don't know. Woke up this morning, I was just like, man, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not, you know. And I was going to be able to chicken out because what? Nobody knew that I was going to do the show. I never promoted it, right? Well, here's another way that God knows how to reach his children. I read a devotional this morning, okay? And devotional, the first line of devotional said, "Your hopes may be dead and your dreams buried, but God can breathe into them again." I said, well, that's what Prince Sister would say, look at Jesus. I said, okay, God, you got me. So got up, talked to my husband, got this plan going. He helped me out to know how to market it, you know, keywords and all that other internet marketing stuff that I don't really know. And I did it. I promoted a show, promoted the page and everything, and here I am. And, you know, I just say, again, God knows us. He knows you. He knows where you're at, you know? And no matter how dry or how dead or how faded, you know, excuse me, your dreams, you know, may be, he can still breathe life into them. I mean, he's doing it for me. I'm not saying I'm so perfect, I'm never going to make any mistakes again, I'm never going to do anything wrong. Okay, that's a lot. And I don't want you to think that as well. Hello, there are different seasons, you know, on earth. And there's a reason for each season. And I believe that during the dry season, you know, that's when God wants us to connect, you know, with him more. Because even for me, with the, you know, getting up this morning and reading that devotional, you know, sometimes I get up in the morning, I'm not even thinking about devotional. I'm not thinking about God. Yes, yeah, I'm saying that, I'm sharing that. And to me, this was a reminder that, okay, that should be my first thing, you know, just thanking God and connecting back to the source so that he can water me so that I'm not dry. I'm not so dried up that I got to be revived that way. Okay? Now, whenever I think of dreams, I'm always thinking of, you know, I'm trying to get some, you know, examples in the Bible because, you know, the Bible is our source to, you know, get guidance and instructions and stuff like that, right? You know, one of the biggest dreams is Joseph. Now look at his story, okay? And you can go to Genesis 37th chapter and go forward to the end of the that book. And if ever I use, you know, scriptures and stuff, you know, please read it on your own so you can get your own personal revelation on the word from God, you know, on how it ministered directly to you. But when I read the story again, I just realized, I'm like, you know, wow, here, using my imagination, because we don't see all the stuff that goes on in the Bible about Joseph's thought process, but man, you know, to be 17 years old, get a dream, two dreams, you know, that were like, you know, huge. One, all 11 of your brothers, your siblings are going to bow down to you. Next one, not only are your siblings going to bow down, but your parents too. And then you not only get those dreams, but you tell them. And they didn't respond favorably, right? You know, if you don't know the story, you know, they were jealous of him anyway because he was his father's favorite. And then, bam, they sold him off into slavery. So, you know, I often wonder, like, what was he thinking? You know, that probably was a dry season for him, right? I mean, in terms of him feeling like, well, gosh, you know, God, you gave me these dreams, and now I'm being sold up into slavery. So I'm thinking he was holding on to it, you know, he had to have been somehow. Maybe he might have been pushed back there, not to the forefront all the way, but he had to be thinking about it at some time, even in the midst of his storms. And you know, as you read the story yourself, you'll see that God was with him. And, you know, that's what the scriptures will say. God was with him, which I, in hindsight, saw God was with me. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I mean, you know, there's so many people that are not even here. in the past 4 years, right? I mean, 5 years, almost 5 years. So God was with him when he was falsely accused, you know, of rape. God was with him when he was put in jail. God was with him when the people that he helped, you know, interpret dreams for, you know, forgot about him. God was with him when he came before, you know, Pharaoh to interpret, you know, his dream, you know, in terms of giving him the correct interpretation. And what happened? 13 years after he had been, you know, sold into slavery, you know, by his brothers, you know, Joseph could see a little glimpse of that dream, right? Because he became second in command to, I hope you realize something. The dream wasn't that he was going to be, you know, second in command to Pharaoh. The dream was that his siblings and his parents were going to bow down to him. So do you realize that after he became second in command, there was the 7 years of, you know, plenty and the 7 years of famine. So that was 14 more years before, you know, if I'm remembering correctly, you know, that he actually had a chance to see his father and his siblings. And when they came to him kneeling, right, he wept so loudly that everybody, you know, in the house, in Pharaoh's house, you know, heard him. But he was able to give God glory and say, you know, what, you know, Satan or the enemy had meant for evil, you know, God meant for good. And that's when you can say the dream had been realized. So I may have my dates kind of mixed up in terms of the years after he became second in command. But think about it. Like I said, he was 17, so that was 30 years. He was 30 years old when he became second in command, and it was years later after that when he actually, you know, saw his family. So for me, think about it. You got to share your dream. Find some trusted people within your circle and share it with them, people that are not going to be dream snatchers. Okay? You think about it. These were his siblings. Even though, yeah, he knew, you know, they might have been a little jealous. He never could have imagined that they would have done all of this stuff, right? But, you know, ask God for wisdom. And even then, even if people are trying to be dream snatchers or whatever or trying to do you harm, you know, God ultimately is in control, right? So, okay. And be open to how and when God is going to manifest it. Again, looking at Joseph's story and even my story, you know, I'm thinking, yes, I'm going to be doing my show, you know, weekly or every month, and this, and that's how it's going to happen or whatever, but it didn't happen that way. Or, you know, I'm going to be at this weight this year, I'm going to do this, when I, you know, just be open to how God is going to do it. If Joseph had forgotten about how he was going to, you know, have his siblings and parents, you know, bow down to him, I mean, nah. He would have been extremely disappointed, right? Okay, and then, you know, finally, praise God when the dream comes to pass. He is the dream giver, right? Stay connected to him and then realize that, hello, you know, even through the dry seasons, even through the valleys, even through the pits, you know, that ultimately he gets the glory. When God gives us our dreams, it's not really just for us to shine, okay? We're shining because he's shining through us, okay? You know, this whole thing for Joseph, it wasn't just for him to be like, oh, yeah, your family's going to bow down before you. God put him in position, ultimately, for the children of Israel to even be, you know, the legacy continued on. Yeah, we know stuff that the children of Israel did. Read the Old Testament. But I'm saying, everything that God does is calculated and for a reason, even if we don't understand it. But we have to be open to it and acknowledge that, again, he's a dream giver. He's not doing anything to harm us or to put us in a position where we're not going to get the best. And I know that's the biggest, you know, tactic of the enemy to do that, where he tries to make us think that we're going to miss out on something, right? I mean, that was the first, you know, sin and the first tactic of the enemy with Eve to make her think that, oh, you know, she was going to, you know, miss out on something if she didn't excuse me, keep the apple. So I hope that, you know, as you, you know, listened, you know, to my story, you know, thought about stuff with Joseph, that, you know, you can see yourself and find yourself and see where are you. If you're in the dry season, knowing that the season's going to come to an end, but you have to be able to be willing to see the signs, see the way of escape, see the opportunities that God is trying to speak to, because, you know, he loves us. His love for us is unconditional. And because it's unconditional, he's going to speak to us. Now, you know, we don't want to be so hardened, and I'm so grateful that, you know, my heart wasn't so, you know, hardened that I couldn't, you know, hear his voice, you know, when he was speaking to me through these things, right? So, and I'll get back to this devotional, okay, where, now the devotional is based on Ezekiel, the 37th chapter and the 10th verse. That's a very powerful chapter. Again, you know, if you know anything about the Old Testament and, you know, the children of Israel, they were not the most obedient, as we are now, right? You know, they listen, they don't listen. They listen, they don't listen. Well, this was a season where they were weeping for not listening. But here's the thing. They didn't get what they should have deserved. God loved and grace, even, you know, during that time, you know, covered them from the penalties that they should have received. So with that in mind, your hopes may be dead and your dreams buried, but God can breathe into them again, right? Ezekiel stood in a valley of, that's about as bad as it gets, right? Then something amazing happened. God said to the prophet, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Anytime you see a man or woman enjoying great success in God's kingdom, there's a good chance they've been through the valley of devastation, hurt, and rejection. It was after he had been thrown out of the city, stoned, and left for dead, that Paul spoke of being taken up into the third heaven and experiencing things too wonderful to speak of on earth. And he talks about John, how he was exiled and everything. But, you know, all of those things was for you to glory in tribulation and to look back and be able to say, thank you for the experience, Lord. Without it, I'd never have gotten to know you like I do. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you gave me to share with your children. I ask you, Father, to bless them, give them wisdom on how to revive their dreams as you help me and are helping me do mine. So thank you for listening to Share My World Show. You can email at sharemyworldshow@gmail.com. Any questions or comments, check out our Facebook page at Share My World Show. That's all one word, for comments and upcoming, you know, information about our shows. Check out blogtalkradio.com, share-my-world-show. And, you know, I don't know when the next show is going to be, but I'm committed to doing it. And, again, if you want to give me some feedback or topics and things like that that you want to talk about, just let me know. And, again, I appreciate, you know, you taking the time out to support me and listen. And I just pray that, you know, God blesses you with your dream. So thank you for sharing my world. Now go and share your world with others. Good night.